sexist crime anymore.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, boys and girls? I'm a little befuddled.
Perplexed?
Is that
the right word?
Well, a lot of things. Obviously, an action-packed show. Momentarily, Steve Savanu comes on. We're going to talk about another awesome ATH product.
From the land.
From the land, and I'm sure he's not going to be overly happy. At 1:35, our weekly segment with Coach Ron James of your Tampa Bay Storm. And then he's now producing for us.
That's perfect, because no one else is.
So he has set up an interview for us at 1:45 when we'll talk to the Tampa Bay Storm quarterback, Randy Hippert. Hope I pronounced that right.
Yeah, we can ask him.
A lot of things to get to, a lot of awful baseball that I witnessed yesterday. But first and foremost, I guess.
Do you like lay the foghorn when you drop the anchor? Is that how it works?
I guess. You know,
I thought I heard something.
And the Randy regime is like, we need more of the anchor. We need more of the anchor. I'm like, no, we really don't. So we go to a separate studio today. Now, granted, the anchor has been here before, but he wasn't the anchor then. Next thing I know, the flashing on-air light is on, but the anchor walks in anyway.
And the anchor has arrived.
What is up with this?
Look.
What are you paying
I'm
these
in
guys?
Demand. It's like the bat signal. If I see a distress call, I answer the call. But I not only do I come, I bring pizza.
I was going to say, you don't come empty-handed.
I never come empty-handed.
We appreciate that.
Is this take your daughter to work day?
I rescued this kid on the way here. I am playing superhero in every aspect of life today.
So she had a sign outside that said, we'll work for food. So you brought pizza.
She's technically laying on someone's couch. I just opened the window and took her. I was like, I need to borrow you for 1 hour to go save this show.
All right, you got to be careful when you clown like that, because you never know who's listening. It's like there's a young man, a little boy that lives on my street.
Okay.
And so when I go out to walk the puppies, I literally will go to their house. I mean, they know me and everything. And, okay. And he walks around the block with the puppies with me. So one day I went up, ding dong, they answered. I go, can Blank come out and play?
Oh.
I'm like, maybe I don't want to say it that way.
Crossed the line a little
bit. I just crossed just a tad.
We did the same thing with your house, and we just scared your puppy dog. But it's okay now.
I don't know what that means, and or do I care. Where do we want to start? Momentarily, Steve Savanu coming on. We're going to talk about the ATH S700BT. But before then, we talk in the land. We talk in Golden State. We're talking about that knucklehead that plays down on Central Avenue. You tell me. You produce.
I think it's First Ave South, but that's okay. We need more time than
a couple of minutes to
discuss that, because it was a cluster last night.
Oh, my God. Went to Hooters last night.
We did.
Enjoying some hoot. We didn't call the police for transportation. We drove ourselves.
Okay.
Did you hear about that, knucklehead?
I did see the cash. I didn't read the story, but I did
he
not.
Needed a ride. You don't call Uber, you call the police.
If you can get there fast.
That's true.
So we did watch the game, but my question for you is, and we'll save more of the Rays than, you know, after the first break, but I think we can get in and get out, and it will be a tie-in to Steve Savanu from Audio Technica as he's coming on about a minute or so to talk about the newest product. Is this Golden State team the best NBA basketball team of all time? Is this Golden State Warrior team the best basketball team of all time?
I'm going to say yes. The stats probably will not support that. They didn't have the most regular season wins
like
the
last
Warriors
year.
Of last year did. But if they do win tonight and sweep, and they would be 16-0, then they're definitely in the conversation.
Anchor?
I mean, I think it's way too early to put a best ever tag on this team. I think they're very good. But going back to some of the dynasty eras of like the Celtics and, you know, some of those dominant teams, only championships will dictate that.
Okay, we'll get back to that. I know a guy that's pretty upset. Maybe he's watching now. Maybe that's the thing. Steve Savagnu, are you watching the games now?
You know, I haven't been watching the games, but I have been peeking at the score. So I've been turning them on, peeking, and maybe I'm not even going to peek tonight because, like, I'm really freaking out.
Maybe if all of the land fans and all of the NBA fans who don't want this series to end tonight, maybe they could email the Cleveland Cavaliers and recommend that they do not take LeBron off the court.
Well, definitely. That's probably a good thing. But you know, it's just they're both really good teams, and it's just going to see who's the best of the best. That's what it boils down to.
I went out and covered him, and we'll get to today's product, which is the ATH S700BT here in a second. I was out at the Buccaneer OTAs yesterday, and one of the players came up, and we started to talk for a minute. And he goes, you know what really bothers me is everybody saying that LeBron doesn't have a team around him. This is the same team that they had last year that won the NBA title. So I'm upset that people are dumping on LeBron, who this just in is the best player on the planet.
Oh, he is absolutely the best on the planet, and the fact that he's supportive in Cleveland in so many ways just makes him just an all-around, just a great guy as well. And, no, it's the same team. It's, you know, it's different, and I got to say, the Warriors have got a good team as well, so it's just a matter of who's going to play the hardest and who's going to, you know, put their, as they say, best foot forward, and we will see what happens tonight. You know, I'm rooting for the guys, but, you know, you never know.
Final NBA question, and then we'll get to, you know, the biweekly interview. Take yourself out, if you can, of being a Cleveland fan. As a basketball fan, if you are or you're not, let's pretend you are you rooting for Cleveland to win the game to extend the series? Or as a fan, are you rooting for Golden State to sweep through and be the Miami Dolphins of the NBA?
Well, you know, I always want to see – I like to see the series go because the more games they have, the more opportunities it is for a lot of people. And they're both really good teams, and just to watch them play, which I don't do because I think I'm the bad luck curse, but to watch them play, it's just really good to see guys out there really putting their heart into what they really love to do and what they're really passionate about. And I know the guys on the Warriors are just as passionate as the guys are on the Cavaliers. And, you know, to Stephen Curry and Durant and those guys, fantastic. And to LeBron and Kyrie and our guys, fantastic. Let's see two good teams go at it and play some really good basketball and show them what pros and classy guys are all about.
All right, don't peek at the score. Don't anything tonight, so we'll see how it plays out.
I'm not doing nothing. I'm going to go out and visit a friend and hang out, and she is not a basketball fan, so I won't even look at a TV until after midnight, and then I'll go see what the final score is.
The ATH S700BT, the Sonic Fuel Wireless Over-Ear Headphones, is today's product that we're going to discuss.
Well, these guys are a wireless headphone with Bluetooth technology that gives you that flexibility of listening without a cable. And with any Bluetooth headphone, they've got a built-in amplifier, and this provides a full-bodied sound because they're part of our Sonic Fuel line. And, of course, like all of our Bluetooth phones, we've got a multifunction button that allows us to control the music, pause and play, and answer phone calls if you've got a properly paired Bluetooth cell phone.
One of the things that I do want to talk about is that Bluetooth instrument, is the fact that, and we've talked about this before, you're at the gym, you're at whatever, you're able to, you know, cross over back and forth without taking the headset off, flipping this button, doing whatever. I think it's just so convenient.
Well, not only that, but say you're at the gym and you want to tie into the Bluetooth signal on maybe there's a player in the machine you're working on. You're on a treadmill or something. The cool thing about these is they will pair with up to 8 different things. So you can go from your living room to your portable player, to the gym, and you don't have to keep remembering to repair it. We'll see something and remember that up to 8 different devices. Obviously, it only pairs with one at a time, but it remembers up to 8 different things to pair with, which is really cool because I've got a Bluetooth player in my living room. I've got my portable iPod that I listen to when I'm out working in the yard, and I've got my my cell phone that I carry with me when I want to just go out for a walk and listen to music while I'm taking a walk.
And you know, to be totally honest, I'm going to be totally honest. The cost price, the MSRP, if that's the official terminology, is very, very reasonable for what this product does.
You know, it's a very affordable headphone. And the other cool thing about this, which is really important, is with a lot of Bluetooth devices, when that battery fails, it is a battery, when that battery goes, your headphones don't function anymore. With ours, if you if the battery fails, you can plug an audio cable into these headphones, and you can still listen to the audio should the battery wear down. So you can still listen to the audio even if the battery fails.
Which, again, we always have talked about going on years now, the fact that when and if you forget to charge, if you forget to do whatever, you get on a plane, you're up in the air, you can't run to the store, you can't go get batteries, you need that other access to be able to continue listening.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, not only do these things, they also sound really good. And one of the things that we've done is we've kept the, you know, a lot of times what people will do in headphones is they'll put the electronics inside the ear cups in where the driver and the voice calls and all that kind of components are. With these, we've isolated the electronics from the actual driver assembly, and that way we maintain the impactful audio quality and we maintain that full rich sound without putting those electronics in the actual part where the they're in the ear cup, but they're isolated from the actual driver assembly.
Definitely a kick butt product. It is the ATH S700BT. Steve, where can people get more information? We're going to have the drawing 11:59:59 tonight. We'll select a winner. But how can people maybe either read up on it or, better yet, go out and purchase?
Well, you can find out more information on this product by visiting our website at www.audio-technica.com and search for the ATH S700BT in the little search box on the homepage. It'll take you right to the product.
Easy enough. Win, lose, or draw tonight. Have a great weekend, Steve, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Sounds good. I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida, down in your neck of the woods next week for a big trade show. And, of course, the temperature is going to go up to 100 degrees. So I'm ready for summer.
I might have to make a journey up then, and we can hang out a little bit.
Hang out a little bit. I'll be there starting Sunday through Wednesday. So doing the big Infocom technology trade show. It's all the it's the people that make all the scoreboards and digital signage and big sound systems for arenas and theaters and all that kind of stuff. So it's a fun show.
Before I let you go, Sean, you said you were watching something the other day and that they had an Audio-Technica mic or something. Do you remember what it was?
It was the MLS, Major League Soccer. They had Giovanni Dos Santos from the LA Galaxy with some Latin music stars. And they were using headphones and microphones from Audio-Technica.
Do you get as excited when you see that as we do?
Well, you know, I get excited when I see things. And I actually saw a thing on some network show. They were doing a little feature about the resurgence of vinyl records and turntables. And they showed an Audio-Technica turntable. And then about maybe 30 seconds later, they showed a snippet from a video that I produced on how to record your records onto into digital files from your old vinyl record collection. And the guy that was in the video was there, and he goes, "Oh my goodness, that's my shoulder and arm on national television."
That is awesome. Steve, like I said, win, lose, or draw, no matter what happens tonight in the B-ball game. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Randy, we'll talk to you soon. Take care now.
Take care. Steve Savanu, everybody. Tonight's Audio-Technica product, the ATH S700BT. You have to 11:59:59 to register to win. When we return, the anchor still in the studio. We'll see what's on his mind or what little is on his mind when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Q100.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all talking sports, giveaways, and equipment.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole talking sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Fabulous. Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
I am. I'm jamming. I'm jamming like a one left-handed, right-handed guitar player. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, we have your head coach of the Tampa Bay Storm, who will be sitting in my at my VIP table July 21st when the RFC returns to Tampa.
And you'll be sitting in his VIP seats
tomorrow night. Yeah, I will. I'm going to go out and check out the Storm. I haven't seen the Storm in years. And just kind of a fluke meeting with Coach James, who is involved in the show now. Good guy.
He's producing the show. What do you mean he's involved?
Good guy. He's definitely a good guy. I'm looking forward to having him on at the bottom of the hour. All right, so we're at Hooters yesterday, and I watched a T-ball team play against another T-ball team.
Did they've already started the Little League tournament?
They did. This is the Little League tournament. One out, runner on third.
Okay.
How many runs do you think they scored from that?
The way you said it, I'm going to say zero,
okay.
But you probably should score at least one in that situation.
You would think somehow
a simple pop fly to the outfield will do.
Somehow they ran into a double play.
They ran into a double play.
What?
How?
No squeeze bunt. No effort.
I think it was a ground ball somewhere. Then the guy at third came off a little too much. Then there was a tentative rundown. They tagged that clown out. And then the guy's going from second to third. The dude has the ball right there. Double play. And then the White Sox really wasn't much better. They ran themselves in and out of what was the one play where I think it was ground ball. The guy's at second. Then he starts to go to third. So they throw the ball past Longoria. The guy goes, okay, I'm going to scamper home. Well, by then, now they have the ball and they throw him out at the plate.
Yeah, he was out by four steps.
He was dead meat.
Yeah.
Dead meat. And what happened to the Kabillion Dollar Man that now just signed his big deal? And he has been brutal in the outfield. He wasn't a very good hitter, but he was always a great fielder.
Feet first into first base?
What are you thinking?
I don't know what he was thinking. He didn't want to be on the field. Maybe that's what he was
thinking. Listen, when it's game seven, it's all on the line, you slide into first base.
All right, it's not game seven.
Oh.
It's not the World Series.
Oh.
It's not even the Little League World Series. It's not even the T-Ball World Series. Oh. It's not even for the right to go to the T-Ball Little League World Series.
Oh.
Slide first?
It's not even for a playoff berth.
I thought we were talking about the Stanley Cup. I thought we were talking about something that actually mattered and like somebody gave their all and like, you know, all-out hustle. You're talking about Kevin Kiermaier sliding into first base in a meaningless game.
On a meaningless team.
In the meaningless season. What a bonehead maneuver.
I am not sure, and I don't watch a whole lot of games, but I am not sure that I have seen anybody slide in feet first to first base. I've seen them dive head first, which is pretty stupid, too.
That's to avoid a tag. I get that part.
Not always.
I get that
part. It's not always to, you know, sometimes they think leaving their feet and diving head first is quicker than staying on their feet, continuing to run in the upright position that you were born to run in.
The feet first slide is even slower.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We should time that. We should take Randy out on the field.
Take the member who's not here.
Okay.
Because he'll properly do it. We'll get a good time, and no one will get hurt.
He doesn't want to mention that guy because we're still waiting for that bet.
There was another one from Wednesday.
We'll do it at the same time.
What, Ed?
I just wanted to say sliding head first gives the runner a smaller area for to be tagged in by just a hand instead of a foot, leg, or whatever.
I understand that, but it also slows down a little bit. As you're running...
Not if you dive.
Well, yeah, it does. For that half a second that you're going from the running position to the dive position, I'm sure that if we do it statistically, more the timing and more people will be safe running than diving. So we ought to do that after the anchor does that other bet. Have you heard about the bet with the anchor?
Please refresh my memory.
As much as we like the anchor, and he's known throughout the Tampa Bay area and the United States as the naked pizza guy, and you know he thinks he's Ben Saunders and all that kind of stuff, he believes...
That's not Ben Saunders.
And I don't want to throw any love towards the missing producer of today's show, but the anchor believes that he could strike out Alex Weghorn pitching.
This is true.
Collegiate baseball player. Member of the military team USA.
Yeah, well, let's be honest. How long has it been since this guy's picked up a stick?
I think it's muscle memory, though, and he's got big muscles.
No, but that changes everything.
But he has
everything.
No memory.
Yeah, he has no memory. He forgot to be here today for the show. So, you know, I think...
He got lost. He went to the wrong door.
Listen here's the thing about bodybuilding. You went to the wrong door?
Yeah.
So did I. I went to the wrong door.
That's true. You did, too. And I did on Wednesday.
But I think when you talk about finesse of hitting and the art of hitting, it's similar to a jump shot in basketball. Like once you start building muscle mass, it changes your shot. It changes your arc of your shot. It changes your everything. The power from your tricep and your shoulders. So I think Alex has been bodybuilding for so long, and now in this bulk powerlifting phase, his timing's off. His stroke is gone. His swing is gone. Have you seen that YouTube video where Pete Rose is giving like a church like hitting lesson to Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt, and Alex Rodriguez, and there he talks about how when you're in the big leagues, like if you're in a slump, you don't change your swing. Like that's what got you to the big leagues. You change your positioning in the box, up in the box, back in the box, choke up on the bat, choke down on the bat. He's like, but you never change your fundamental swing. I don't think Alex has a strong enough fundamental swing to start with to hit my fastball. I'm just saying.
I really hope he's listening because that was excellent.
I'm being dead serious, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I take a beaner off the head, but I'm willing to take a shot to take a baseball to the face off of Alex Weghorn. But you know, at the same time, we'll do some like head first, feet first slide time trials to see which one's more advantageous.
And I believe, not to take sides, I believe the anchor drills Alex before he strikes him out.
Oh, I'm going to do that to start because I have an unwritten rule book. Uh-huh. Now, there's unwritten rules in baseball. You know this. So technically, I have to brush him back off the plate.
Well, as long as you don't drill him, that's okay. I'm okay with you pushing him back.
I have to send a message.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with that.
I mean, you know, like most of the strike range on a guy Alex's size is so small, I'm probably going to hit him for sure.
Before we run out of time of this segment, talk to me a little bit, only because I did not watch it. Pittsburgh, now one game up. They have the opportunity to raise Lord Stanley's Cup what, Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday night in Nashville, game
which
six.
Is one of the biggest weekends in Nashville.
I think it is the biggest weekend
in
Nashville.
It's Fan Fest.
They're expecting over 100,000 people in downtown Nashville on Sunday night.
With nothing to do with hockey.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with hockey. But what happened with the little MMA fight that happened on the ice?
So I guess it was towards the end of the game. I didn't watch the entire game. I was watching Team USA soccer. But
and congrats to them, by the way.
Absolutely. Big 2-0 win in the city of Denver. Crosby and PK Subban kind of got into it a little bit. And they have already had some words in a couple other games of the series.
That Crosby says he's making up, that PK's making up.
And I don't know why Subban would make that stuff up. So it looks like Subban's going after Crosby's ankle, and he's holding on to it. I don't know if he's trying to twist it or what. And Crosby's saying he was just trying to get up. And by getting up, he means slamming PK Subban's head into the ice and face into the ice. Then he was just trying to get up. The Nashville coach lost it, saying that there should be suspensions and penalties and all this stuff. And Subban said, it's playoff hockey. It happens.
So he was cool with it.
He was cool with it.
Good. Good for him. Yeah. I liked the little piece that they did on him, too. You know, it was a week or so ago. And I mean, it's an old piece, but the piece of him going back to Canada after the trade. And seems like a good kid, but we don't know.
No, and those stories are good because it gives you a little bit of a rooting interest, and you feel like
you get to know
you understand the guy, and this is where he comes from, and that's his passion, and why is he so passionate because of those stories.
I guess big news coming out of New England. I don't know if you saw it, but Edelman got a new 2-year extension.
Good for him.
It's like 12, 16 million, something like that.
Wow. And they normally don't pay people.
$5 million signing bonus, $4 million in incentives. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The incentives don't count towards the cap, do they?
No.
So that's why they do the incentive.
Are you surprised? I know that we talked about this in one of the production meetings that we never had. The fact that the experts are picking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for fourth place. Are you surprised? I am. And I'm not the homer guy.
I'm not surprised. Just because Atlanta was so good, I'm thinking that the experts think that New Orleans got better with Peterson.
Well, they had to get better, but okay.
Better. 33, 34 with bad knees. I think you stay even. I don't think it's anything special. And then Carolina had an off year. As long as their defensive lineman, who's now playing receiver, can catch a few balls. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Benjamin?
Uh-huh.
He is huge. Is there anybody that can... There's no corner that can take him.
It's going to be interesting. I'm picking them right now, without sight unseen, without looking at schedules, without any of that garbage. If they stay healthy, I don't see any team that's going to be able to shut them down. I think this offense is going to be scary. Speaking of scary, the leader of the scariness, Jameis Winston, I believe, is this the weekend that he does the storm thing?
I believe it's the next weekend.
Well, next weekend they're in Philadelphia, so it might be bad timing, but on July 1st, they play Washington again at home, the same team that they play tomorrow.
There's like five teams in the league.
That's crazy. And Orlando's gone.
Orlando's gone. Arizona's gone. Remember the old Rattlers days?
Yeah.
The San Jose SaberCats? That goes way back before the Storm changed their colors.
So the teams are Cleveland, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington.
And Philly.
I already said that.
You said Philly?
And Tampa.
Wow.
So a nice little niche up there. The travel's not a whole lot.
I was thinking that when you're
Baltimore, Washington, Philadelphia. Then you got Cleveland.
Take the train.
That'd be fun. I don't know if they would. You think they're the Roots?
Yeah.
Don't the Roots take the train
every
day?
Some take the train, some drive every day from Philly to New York City.
Wouldn't that get old? Now they tour a lot and that kind of stuff, so I don't know if it's that big of a deal. But all right, let's go hit the bottom of the hour break. When we return, little Tampa Bay Storm talk, as your coach, Ron James, will be on the line to talk about this weekend's game against Washington. Jay Gruden and Dan.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is.
As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday Jazz Brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with Eggs Benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all talking sports, giveaways, and equipment.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Fireball.
What are you laughing at? You getting down over there?
I mean, that was intense.
It is. I get into it.
You do. Really,
what kind of pizza did you bring? I'm going to turn the show over to you guys. I'm going to go eat.
You know, that's actually why I was just dropping it off. I wasn't planning on staying and being a part of the show today.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I brought this baby with me.
Yeah.
And so I put
you rented for an hour.
Well, no. This baby's mine. I created this one. And but I was, you know, hanging out doing a daddy-daughter day. And I thought you guys could be hungry over here in the studio. I know you guys talk up a storm. And so I, you know, I figured to drop off some pizzas, you know. So, but I didn't plan on bringing my daughter to work today.
So, what kind of pizza did you bring? I'm hungry.
I brought five different ones. I got the honey sriracha chicken one.
There you go.
I brought a McClellan, which is the number four pizza in the U.S.
I got an idea. Why don't we feed the storm one day?
Let's do it.
You want to do it
tomorrow?
Well, I'll have to talk to Coach.
If you clear it, I'll bring the food to feed Jameis, and we'll feed everybody.
Well, I don't know about Jameis. I'm talking about we'll feed Coach James. We'll feed the team.
Anybody named James. Jameis, James.
Oh, there you go.
Anybody with a jam. Anybody.
All right. On the phone with us right now, a brand new segment started last week. He's more involved in the show than you two knuckleheads. Let's welcome to the program. Welcome back to the program, your head coach of the Tampa Bay Storm, Ron James. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. And, you know, now I'm getting you and the team hooked up with pizza from Torta Pizza.
Boy, I'm hearing great things about that place. Come on, bring it on.
Done. That's a done deal. That's one thing I do best is deliver pizza.
Oh, we'll get that taken care of. Coach, let me ask you this question. I used to, you know, amateur, fun, all that kind of stuff, a softball team. I ran in it. I managed it. And I really didn't enjoy it because I couldn't enjoy the game because I'm running it. Tell me about coaching. I mean, are you there having a good time, or is the pressure of every play so intense that you can't enjoy what you do?
You know, I try to have a good time with it. You know, sometimes you tease the fans a little bit, especially at home. I'll walk down the boards and tell a fan what play we're running, things like that, just to kind of interact a little bit. And you know, if I'm not having fun, it's not worth it for me. I'm 30 years in this business, and I've coached at every level, and including college football and scattered in the NFL. And you know, for me, arena football is fun. It's a great fan experience, and you get to have that interaction. So, yeah, I guess to answer your question, for me, you know, there's pressure every game. You have to win. It's a professional sport. But at the same time, you got to enjoy what you're doing.
All right, I don't know if this was top secret. I should have gotten this cleared when I stopped by the other day. And it is quicker or easier to get into the White House than it is Amalie Arena, that's for sure. During warm-ups, I saw one of your players drop a pass, and then he went and did push-ups. Is that something that they do on their own? Is that just something he felt like doing push-ups? Or is that how intense practice is? Practice.
Well, practice has got to be intense. We expect perfection out of one another, and part of that self-discipline is knowing that if you've dropped the ball or if you've done something that's not right, then you know there is a price to pay, and it's a mild price to have a few push-ups knocked out, but it's part of what the guys have put on themselves, really.
How have you seen the turnaround? And we talked about it briefly, you know, last week, you know, where the team was last year. Then you came in 6-1, ready to make the playoffs. I believe with a victory tomorrow, it's the best start in since what, 2001?
Yeah, that's what they're telling me. I really have no idea. I actually don't track those things. And it's funny that you mention that. But, it, you know, a win tomorrow night is big for us because it would clinch a playoff spot.
Playing a team that you played, what, twice in the last 2 weeks, and, you know, we were talking a little NBA and Golden State, and, you know, will they let up a little, you know, because they're not going to win it at home. Is it important to clinch that playoff spot tomorrow night at home?
Oh, absolutely, because then everything else opens up to you, you know, the availability to change your lineup a little bit, tinker around with some things, knowing in the back of your mind that you've got that already put in place. And, you know, familiarity breeds contempt, right? So this is the third time we're playing these guys, and we got to be up for it because I know they're going to be after us.
Played them on the 13th. Obviously, you won again the next week on the 20th. How different was, not even the game plan, just how it played out from game one to game two, and how much different from game two do you anticipate it to be tomorrow night?
Well, it's certainly going to be different. You know, the first game when we played them, we knew that, you know, we had a series, so to speak, and we knew that it was going to happen quickly, so the first game, we were so vanilla with everything that we did. We didn't want to give away any secrets or quick plays, trick plays, or things that we might do for the second or third time we played them. And so now we're at the point where, you know, we haven't shown them everything, and we've got a few tricks up our sleeve still. And so we're just looking forward to having some of that home cooking, understanding that our crowd will be behind us once again and trying to give them something to cheer about.
I know you have some things up your sleeve for on the field. What about off the field? And I know, you know, you're worried about what's going on the field, but I believe you have some wrestlers there. It's a wrestling night. I believe Jameis is there tomorrow night. There's a lot of stuff going on off the field as well as on.
You know, we've got a great front office staff, and, you know, with Derek Brooks and Jeff Gooch, you know, running the show here, they've always got something for the fans, and they've always got some opportunities to meet people like Jameis Winston, get an autograph session, have some fun with the crowd. We had a comic book hero night. Now we got a wrestler's night. You know, they've always got something going on. And that's what's great about arena football is you can have all these specialty type of nights and involve the fans and get some tremendous interaction throughout the course of the game.
It's kind of like, I don't know if you watch Shark Tank and, you know, they're talking and Mark Cuban's like, you know, I make a phone call, they answer. I'm sure if Derek Brooks makes a phone call to almost anybody, they answer.
You know, I would think so. I'm getting to learn that a little bit. I mean, he's very well respected in this community and well, he should be with all the things that he's accomplished, and not to mention being an NFL Hall of Famer and all that. So it's great to have a mentor and a leader like that in our own building. And I certainly glean a lot of information from him being a first-year coach for him.
Obviously, when you talk arena football, and we are on the phone, as we are every Friday now with Coach Ron James from the Tampa Bay Storm, you're always, you know, talking offense. You're always talking the points that are being scored. Talk about what you've instilled in the team to be holding the opposing team to under 47 points.
You know, we talk about being resilient every week, bouncing back to certain situations. There's no more resilient position than playing defense in arena football, because the opportunities to score all favor the offense. The rules favor the offense. And defensively, we talk about possessions, stealing possessions, you know, getting after the opposing quarterback. We've got a great pass rush group, and our defensive backs are starting to gel at this point, too. Coach Doug Kay is our defensive coordinator. He does a tremendous job. You can't have a more experienced coach than him and Austin Wilson over on the defensive side. So they do a great job of preparing the players. And really, as a head coach, my function is to make sure that the game plan solid and that the defensive guys are ready to get after it. So it's a great position to be in. And right now, if you can hold a team in our league under 50 points, which we're doing, you've got a great opportunity to win each and every week.
Final question for you. We have a great new producer of our show who has set up your quarterback. We'll be on after the next break. Give me a little rundown on your quarterback, Randy Hippert.
Well, Randy Hippert last year played in Orlando. This is his second time playing in a Tampa Bay Storm uniform. He came in as a rookie, actually, in the league, playing in Tampa. And his return trip has been great. I mean, so far, he's the highest percentage completion in the league. He completes 70% of his passes. That's phenomenal. You know, he's a true leader out there, calm under pressure. Can't say enough things about him. He's learning a new offensive system under me, and he's flourished. So great kid to have around. I think you'll enjoy visiting with him. And the fans will enjoy the touchdown passes that he throws, because they're one after another, and he's pretty prolific.
It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of things going on at Amalie Arena tomorrow, on and off the field. Coach, as always, thank you very much for your time. I'll see you at the game tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Take care. That is Coach Ron James, your coach, head coach, that is, of your Tampa Bay Storm. All right, we're going to go hit a real quick break. When we come back, Randy Hippert, the quarterback of the Storm, will be on. And we have some tickets to give away as well. If you want to go out and check out the Storm tomorrow, if you want to go out there and kind of gaze at some of these wrestlers, Jameis will be there, Derek Brooks will be there. A lot of cool stuff going on tomorrow out at Amalie Arena. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Show.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special events staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, just completed a $2 million plus upgrade. The facility is unbelievable, and the new equipment will blow your mind. Give the high-intensity classes, the group classes, or the signature classes a try today. Call 727-827-7979 and set up a visit or a training session with a trainer. Fitness for young hearts and beyond. Check them out at quandrumfitness.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Ale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Everybody get up.
Why are you laughing over there?
Whoa.
It's not that funny.
It's like a free concert. Look.
Exactly.
Dance party.
Hey, I always need a shower after I come do the show just from my dancing, from the jams, from the tunes.
Did that commercial just say the Press Box was kids friendly?
The Press Box is.
Right. Special menu for the kids.
Hey, looks like we got a place to hang out on Monday nights. Maybe. Ready for the NFL season?
He's the anchor.
Let's
get it home.
Let's get it done.
Tell you what, I got some guys lined up. It's going to be a good year at the Press Box.
You already know.
We're going to have a good time.
You already know.
You already know.
And I'm going to bring this kid that I'm babysitting right now.
Well, that's right. Food there is outstanding. All right, let's go back to the land. Game four, a little bit different than it could be a little bit different than the game four you went to last year.
Just a little different. Last year I was hoping for this situation. Golden State up 3-0, me going to Cleveland, possibly watching the Warriors lift the trophy. But unfortunately,
do you think you would have been involved with how the whole thing played out? You know, you were in the team hotel, you were hanging out with the team, obviously a friend of one of the team members. Do you think if they would have won, not necessarily you would have been on the court?
I would have been on the court.
You would have?
I would have been in the locker room.
Really?
Absolutely, hands down. Because all the family members that were there said, hey, last year in Cleveland, when we won, we were in the locker room. We were on the court. We went partying until the wee hours in the morning.
Did you smell anything funny in the locker room in Cleveland?
They did not let us near the locker room in Cleveland after the victory.
So you were a Golden State fan last year.
I was.
But today you're wearing a Cavaliers shirt.
I noticed that too.
I've always been a LeBron James fan.
Oh.
He has. No, oh, he has.
Since okay. high school.
And to be honest, not to in defense of him, but I'm the same thing. We were kind of Golden State fans because of our friend Maurice Bates. Sean went to high school with Mo. And so, you know, we've kind of followed him around. He went to Florida. He went to Philly. He went to Memphis. He went to Cleveland. You know, then he went to Golden State. Then the Clippers. You know, so we've kind of followed him around.
So are you guys the type of people to change fan of a organization if your player that you like is traded or
1,000%.
Really?
1,000%.
So you're not a Packer fan if Brett Favre goes to Minnesota?
1,000%.
Wow.
I'm not a fan.
Okay. So you just like the play.
Is this your first day being involved in anything that I do?
This is my first day as the anchor on this program.
It really is.
Is this Talking Sports or is this MMA?
No, this is the Talking Sports. MMA is Wednesday afternoon.
Beautiful. But a new studio. I like it.
It is. I am not necessarily a fan of any team. I am a fan of players. I'm a fan of guys that I get to know, of drivers that I know, of fighters that I know. So, yes, case in point. I don't think I'd ever go to a Bellator, and I may blow it off in 2 weeks, but as of now, I'm going because of Ryan Bader.
Okay.
Ryan Bader fought for the UFC. Ryan Bader then signed with Bellator. I'm going to go and cover the Bellator event. I'm going to go to the fights at Madison Square Garden because of Ryan Bader. You know, it's the same thing with Maurice Spates. We were Golden State because of Mo Spates.
Okay.
Spates went to the Clippers, then we became Clipper fans. Right now,
there are no Clipper fans left.
I'm coming back full circle. I'm becoming a Storm fan again.
Okay.
You know, it's been a couple of years. We're involved a little bit more. The head coach is on the show each and every Friday. And now on the program with us right now is your starting quarterback of the Tampa Bay Storm, Randy Hippard. Randy, how are you?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate your time. First and foremost, how much better is it? How much do you look forward to going to work every day and not have to worry about that Orlando traffic?
Oh man, it's nice. You know, we're only a few minutes away from the arena or Skyway where we practice, so it's It's pretty nice out here, not going to lie.
My daughter graduated from UCF, and I used to say all the time, if I lived in Orlando, the first thing that I would do is move.
Oh, man. Just the construction that they have going on everywhere makes it 10 times worse.
Talk about the Tampa Bay Storm this year. I know that you're back. You spent some time in the arch rival town. You were here. You went there. You came back. Talk about what Coach James is doing. When he was on last week, he said he was bringing something new. And I said, yeah, winning, you know, with what you guys are doing this year.
Yeah, no, you know, he's a breath of fresh air. He's one of those coaches, you know. He's definitely a player's coach. You know, he's one of those guys you'd love to go into battle with week in and week out. And I think the biggest thing is he lets his players play, you know. He coaches us up during the week and prepares us on situations and defenses and offenses. And once it comes to game time, you know, it's up to us to perform. And he's the first one to tell you, you know, he can't go out there and make plays anymore. It's on us to go out there and do that. He really gives us the ability and the leeway to go out there and take over games.
He just told us on the show that he's there because I asked, how do you have fun, you know, when you're coaching and you're so involved? He goes, I have to have fun. I may walk down the field and tell a fan what the next play is.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because he really does enjoy it and has a great time. And it's in those situations, you know, we've had a lot of games come down to the last couple seconds. And in those times, you know, you look over at him or you go and talk to him, and he's joking around with you, having a good time. So you can definitely see he enjoys himself out there.
Talk about the position that you're playing, the quarterback position. You know, a lot of times you talk to players and they're like, it slows down. You know, the more you're out there, the more experience, it slows down. How can an arena game, how can an arena play slow down?
Well, it's true, though. You know, anytime you have a little bit more experience and anytime you're out there on the field, the game does tend to slow down. Like you said, if you can say an arena game slows down for you, because a lot of times, especially at this position, your reads have to – a lot of your decisions are based off of pre-snap reads, and you got to get the ball out in uncanny positions. You know, you're not able to set up all the time. You have to fall thrown, fade away shots, I guess. And so, yeah, it slows down to an extent, but it's a fun, fast game, you know. It's just exciting being in my position and being all eyes on you, you know, at the quarterback spot.
You know, you do interviews, you talk to some players in the full field football, and it's like, he was my third option, he's my fourth option. How many options, how much time do you have to get to your second, or do you even have time to get to a second or third option?
It depends, you know, depending on the route combination of the read. Obviously, a lot of times high motion is your first read, but when I speak, you got to get the ball out of your hand so fast. Sometimes you only get to that second option, and sometimes your first option isn't your first option based off of the defense you see before the snap of the ball. So it's one of those things where you have to adjust your read in the middle of the play or in the middle of the motion, because it's not like outdoor ball. Because you do have that receiver coming in full motion, you can't audible or adjust things based off of the way the coverage is lined up right now. You just kind of have to adjust mid-play. So it was definitely a learning curve.
So the game ends. I'm looking at the schedule in Baltimore. You scored 62. You scored 62 when you played Cleveland on April 22nd. How did your arm feel at the end of that game?
You know, I've never really had an issue as far as, you know, the arm getting tired with football. I played baseball when I was younger. That was the first sport I ever picked up. And honestly, once I made the transition from baseball to football, it felt like my arm got a lot more rest. You know, I don't know whether it's just the torque of throwing a baseball, but throwing a baseball put more wear and tear on my shoulder and my elbow than football ever has.
Tomorrow night, like I was just talking to the coach, great game, opportunity to make the playoffs. This is the best start, I think, since 2001 or 2002. Not only great stuff going on the field, you have Derek Brooks and Jameis Winston there. You have some of the NXT wrestlers going on over there. Talk about how much fun it is to go to Amalie Arena to a Tampa Bay Storm game.
Yeah, I think when you go to a Tampa Bay Storm game or any game in the AFL at that arena,
it's more of an event than anything. You know, you're not just getting great quality football and fast-paced football, but you're also getting a show put on in between the timeouts and the halftime shows and just the different things each arena tries to do, you know, the games that are played and the involvement we try to get to all the fans, because we really do appreciate each and every person that comes out to those games, because without them, we wouldn't have a game to play. So it's one of those things where we try to get the fans so involved that you never know, your ticket or your seat might be called. You may be out on the field at one of these timeouts.
Not taking a play, not taking a snap or anything, I hope.
No. You know, to try to kick a field goal or something. You know, just getting one of those fat sumo suits, you know, and go out there and wrestle around in the end zone. Something like that, you know, just to try to get everybody involved and keep everybody excited coming back out.
Well, perfect. I'm doing something tomorrow night that I very rarely do. Anybody that's ever listened to the show knows, you know, I don't go to as a fan. You know, I go either to work or I'm fat and old. I sit in my chair at home. I'm coming out to the game tomorrow night as a fan to enjoy it, to kind of remember what it was and what it's becoming again, and I'm looking forward to it. How about we hook Randy up with some pizza,
Absolutely.
Too?
Absolutely.
Can you make some deliveries to?
I can definitely do that. Anytime you're hungry, man, just let me know. I'll bring pizza to the stadium.
All right, so we're going to do that, Randy, for you coming on, as well as for being our guest today. We're going to hook you up with an original Grain watch. I'll bring it out to practice next week, and I hope you enjoy it, and looking forward to meeting you next week.
Oh, appreciate it. Thanks again, guys, and anytime you want to have me, just let Coach know or let me know, and we'll get back on.
Are you by chance an MMA fan?
From time to time, you know, I don't watch it religiously, I guess. I don't watch it every time it's out, but I do like to catch the good fights that are on.
All right, well, there's a fight coming up. We'll talk about it next week. Coach is going to join us, a couple of the other Tampa Bay football team. I have to be careful legally who, you know, what words I use. They're going to go out to the RFC on July 21st. I have a VIP table. I would love to include you as one of our guests.
Oh, that would be awesome. Absolutely. Well, absolutely.
We'll talk about it after practice next week. Thanks, Randy. Good luck tomorrow.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Take care. That is Randy Hipperd, your starting quarterback. Was here, went to Orlando, felt like he went to hell, and then he came back.
Well, the good thing about your status on being a fan is you were a fan even if he was here or not. You just for life, you're now going to be a Randy Hipperd fan, and wherever
possibly.
He goes.
No, possibly. Possibly.
Sounds like it.
Well, you know, again, let's don't jump too quickly. I mean, we just interviewed him. You know, he sounds like a cool dude. I mean, you got to go meet him.
He's in the circle. He's in the circle of trust. Is he in the circle?
He hasn't met him yet.
You just invited him to the VIP table. That's pretty big. That's big.
Yeah, it's big. Well, I want to get
a lot of seats at that table.
Remember back in the day, the Tampa Bay Storm?
I do.
You know, Pat Sperduto? You know, those guys? Absolutely. You know, and that's what Coach James is trying to do. He's trying to bring that back, you know, getting the fans involved, getting to meet the players. Because, like I just said, it's not necessarily, even though there are fans that are Buccaneer fans, they don't care who's on the team. When you meet a player, and he's cool, to you. Fan for life.
That's nice.
And the opposite, when you meet a player, and they're not so nice.
Jay Cutler.
You will then root against that team that player is on.
Why hates Jay Cutler so bad that...
What do you have against Jay Cutler?
There was nobody around in the Tampa Convention Center. I believe it was 2009 when the Super Bowl was here.
We were broadcasting live.
Okay.
And I asked him for a picture.
All right.
And he said no, he was busy.
Okay.
That's fine. And 5 minutes later, he started signing autographs and taking pictures. He didn't go anywhere. He stood in the same spot.
Was this when he was in Denver or Chicago?
It was Denver.
Okay.
I believe it was Denver.
So Denver, Chicago, so and wherever Cutler's going.
I need to share with you off air my Jay Cutler story. It includes,
you were in Denver.
It includes the night that I got kicked out of a nightclub. And it is also the only nightclub I've ever been kicked out of because of Jay Cutler. But I'll fill that story in later.
I know you said you had something. We only have like 2 minutes left.
Breaking news from Switzerland.
1 minute left.
Regarding the Olympics. The games in Tokyo, Japan have just added 3-on-3 basketball.
Yeah, I know. Oh. We should have talked about it. We'll talk about that more next week. Anchor, thanks for stopping in. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
Sean K.O. Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Come on now. If you want to go and take a ride.